looking good.
The recording starts here. Right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of Ballin' Out.
Girl Times.
Another week behind the paywall.
I love it here.
Here in the beautiful 2020 anime room.
Yes.
I'm your host here behind the paywall, Alex Patak, here with my usual band of thieves, Jeremy Cutthroat Hammond.
Shing Shing, those are knives that I'm cutting throats with.
Katie, the robber, Rose Leon.
I act like I'm not interested in joining your party, but then I show up at the dragon's lair and I already have the key. Useful.
She stole it.
We'll remember that when we divide up the gold.
I'm a shifty Jewess.
I'm rubbing my hands together.
Throw a coin to your Jewess.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. And then the last member of the robber crew, birthday boy, Chris Petak. Who's his birthday?
It's my birthday, and that's going to make me good at robbing.
All right, listen up, piss pigs. If you... It's your birthday, and you're related to Alex Patak. You get to come on a very loose behind the paywall show.
I was just going to tell people I want to fuck a fan contest.
By the way, support our OnlyFans. It's one of the only ways we make money right now.
And what is an OnlyFans? I see the link on everybody's.
It's like Tiny Vids, where it's like, you know, if you're a cam lady, you can sell individual content videos.
Oh.
It's Patreon, but for sex.
There's no value for us, though, right?
I know.
Well, unless you're trying to hang dong.
Well, I know, what can we do with it as Ballin' Out?
Well, I know sometimes, like, non-porn people do it. Like, I know, like, some wrestlers have, like, matches on there and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not, like, exclusively porn content like I feel like Teeny Vids is. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I can do, like, an ASMR-style video where I pretend to be their friend.
Oh, that yeah. That would be good. That would be really funny if we do an OnlyFans where it's Katie just being like, you're one of the good ones.
Oh, my God. I love that you have opinions on my tweets. It's so cool how you correct me on things. I love it.
Do I need to change the way I look?
Thank you for saying my name in public.
ASMR is just porn, right? Like, yeah. It's porny.
Yeah. Sexual, yeah.
It gets you off.
Because, like... I started watching a few because, like, I like the hall ones because I'm a materialistic bitch. So, like, sometimes it'll just be, like, a really pretty girl being like, look at these expensive Gucci purses. And I'm like, I do want to look at those purses. I'm never going to own one.
Yeah.
But then I was like, the more you get into it, there's all these, like, role-playing ones, like... Like, fucking Elvira does your makeup, and it's like POV of like a woman in cosplay, like putting makeup brushes on your face. I'm like, this is
got a 35 berserker, and I have points in dual wielding.
You're joking, but that's your OnlyFans.
That's a good build.
Oh yeah, Alex's POV is you play artifact.
Yes,
and yeah.
It's only me and Russians.
And mine is I tell you about how I found Ithaca, New York.
Yes! Oh? Something we will be discussing today.
When Alex came over, I was looking at a Google Earth of Ithaca, New York, and I was like, I found it, Alex, a lakeside city with a canal.
And then I was like, I've been there. And he was like, I've never been there. And I was like, huh.
I've been there.
You've never been to Ithaca, Jeremy?
I don't know why I would
you
have been.
You simply must
you
go.
You went to Cornell sometime recently?
I've never been to Cornell. I've never been to Ithaca. I have no business up there.
Yeah, I mean, you and I weren't really like partying at a SUNY type, but it happened to me occasionally.
Well, the Ithaca school isn't a SUNY, right? It's not a SUNY?
It's its own thing.
Do they have a public school up there?
Classic mistake.
They have SUNY Cortland nearby, but I will say there is a loose comedy festival that happens in Ithaca.
Yes, I've been told.
It's incredible. Incredibly loose affair that you can.
I didn't give him very many details on the comedy festival. I was like, I was in a respected comedy festival in Ithaca, New York.
I mean, we respect it.
You were in a well attended barbershop, let's say that.
Not to talk massive shit, unlike I'm please. Not. You know, I'm not known for talking shit. I'm known for just classic egalitarian takes.
Yep.
But,
we all know this.
My experience with comedy festivals in the greater New York area that are not in New York have been all extremely questionable corny events.
Oh, it wasn't corny. It was more Cornell. More Cornell.
Hey. I meant carny. Carny. As in being massively ripped off.
It was more Cornell.
I almost took a bus out of the Hudson Valley by myself before my second set because I'm like, I don't know about this, y'all.
Yeah.
For sure.
But then the thing about the carny festivals with almost no one in them is sometimes they have a competition and you could win it. And then you on your website, you're like, guess what? I won.
The king funniest of the Finger Lakes.
At the Burning Bridges Comedy Festival in Pittsburgh.
A similar bullshit move. So I've told you guys how my father's journey into retirement has involved a lot of extra work. It also involves him writing free articles for his weird friends like Jazz Long Island Magazine or whatever.
Ooh, what's it called?
It's called like Metropolitan Magazine. Uh-oh. I got sent a Jeremy link recently. They have a thank you page, and they thought it would be so cute to thank Katie Rose Lee on New York's Best Comedian.
Oh.
And
take that, Louie.
Two lines down, they thank the creator of Dilbert. So I had to call my dad and be like, did you really have my name in a paper next to the fucking, what is it, a mentalist? What does he call himself?
Scott Adams.
His name is Manbert, and you will respect
him. No, I know his name's Scott Adams, but what is that that thing he talks about where that he says Trump's one of them, where he's talking about like being able to manipulate people?
Mind freak.
Mentalism is the mentalism Trump is like a mind is freak. The magic thing where you like pretend to read people's minds.
Okay, but you, Jeremy, you're a crazy person like me. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think mentalist is probably the word you're thinking.
You are thinking of mind freak.
No, because Scott. No, I'm not. Because Scott Adams. You know about Scott Adams. Alex.
Yes, I know about Scott Adams. He's respected.
He's a nut job.
He's an international best-selling author.
He has a 17-year-old girlfriend, lives in a house shaped like Dilbert.
I didn't know about this.
I was about to say, doesn't he live in a dog bird or something?
I think you should leave house, but for his own thing.
Yes, and he is a huge chud and has all these weird theory, like QAnon-type theories about people's mental powers and the ability to manipulate the masses, and he believes Trump's one of them. And that
he has his own rival Sailor Moon Crystal podcast.
Yeah. And he's incredibly buff. Like, he's also, takes all these weird thirst traps.
Hold on, I'm looking into this.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Now I'm picturing, he looks like Buff Dilbert.
So I
had was thinking Buff Wally.
His tie is all the way up.
So yeah. I had to call my dad and be like, don't put my name in a magazine next to a literal Nazi chud. Don't do that to me.
Katie, you're the big two.
And what he said to me was, well, Katie, you know, no one knows what this magazine is, and you could just use it as a credit, because now this magazine said you're the funniest comedian in New York, so put
your
that
dad gets it.
On
gets
your it, resume. Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Game.
What's crazy is that works. I've had Spike TV as a credit for years, and I was a human canvas on the tattoo show.
Oh, my God. You use that as a credit?
Yeah, I've gotten stuff because I said I was on Spike TV. Yeah.
You were on Spike TV.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody has to know why I was on Spike TV. I was on the Food Network, too.
I was the trampolines and slam ball.
I guess then I technically did work for Adult Swim.
Yes, absolutely. You should be using that as a credit.
Absolutely.
People are idiots. So they'll just keep giving you shit.
They're doing that with Star Wars right now. It's getting tanked by all the review places, but they made a commercial where it just lists all it's like Variety, and it just puts them all next to each other so you can't actually see what they said about it. It just says look at all the people who talked about us, but don't look into that. Unless you in Jazz Magazine.
All right, we can't call Scott Adams buff. He's strong for an old man.
I mean, he's vain and
he looks good, but
he also brags a lot about his eating habits, which seem really similar to a George Peterson situation, very meat heavy. I can't believe you don't know about all this, Alex.
This is nothing. Okay. This is nothing to write home about.
You can see organs coming out of him.
I mean, he's 60 something years old.
Yeah, that's pretty good for 60 something. Okay. I was picturing he looked like Buck Angel.
No,
right.
I don't know that person.
Someone who looks good.
Who looks fantastic.
Yes, Scott Adams would die to be Buck Angel.
It could just be like a mentalizing tool. Like just talking about his diet nonstop to try and trick
you.
Okay,
now I gotta fucking look this up because you guys are gonna be making fun of me. All right,
let's talk about it. If you've been watching Hulu in the last week, the ads for the new Weight Watchers are everywhere.
Jesus Christ,
and it's not called Weight Watchers anymore. It's called the WW.
Uh-huh.
So you would get the food, and people would be like, "What's that?" And you'd be like, "Oh, that's just the WW." And they're supposed to not know what you're talking about.
It's the double dubs.
You're still recording points. Everyone knows it's Weight Watchers. You're not fooling anyone.
It's double dubs. That's
it's double dubs.
This article...
Can't double down on double dubs.
I just have to read this real fast.
Yeah, please get him off this. He's trying to talk about it.
This article blurb pretty much sums up what I'm trying to talk about. It came out in Bloomberg in 2017, and it says, "How Scott Adams got hypnotized by Trump. Come to his Dilbert-shaped home, bite into a Dilberito, be persuaded on genocide, mental orgasms, and his fellow mastered wizard, the President of the United States." Mastered wizard is the phrasing he uses.
Oh, we weren't going to guess that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never going to get that.
I just can't believe you haven't heard of it, because Jeremy, you eat this like crazy.
I know.
You love this shit. You should read it. Okay, anyway, let's not talk about any of this. Let's talk about the television program on Netflix, The Witcher. And why we don't see The Witcher's ass at all. So many problems. We don't see his ass or his ding dong, and what's even the point?
We can tell he caking.
Yeah, he caking.
He's got that cake.
I haven't seen any of this yet.
Hold on, I'm going to throw a coffee at you.
What?
I didn't play The Witcher, so
You don't have to. It's just Polish Harry Potter.
Yeah, someone set the scene. It's like a caked up Harry Potter
fighting
a werewolf.
It's more like Polish Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
I talked to someone.
Is this the thing that everybody was mad at? There was like a black person in?
Yeah.
Probably. What?
No.
There was one of these things that was like a video game media thing where everyone was like, there's a black person? It's based on Polish folklore.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Was there maybe a black person in the game or something?
I mean, there's a black person in the show.
People were furious that there was a black person in The Witcher.
I mean, I commend them for trying to put any diversity in what is the whitest piece of media.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
well, werewolves.
Yeah,
humans. They have Striegas.
Strigas are there.
Listen, if you haven't played the games, I don't suggest it because I don't know how you would follow it, probably. But here's the thing. The Witcher is an emotionally unavailable, muscular half-man that lives forever. I don't know.
Wait.
He's a mutant.
He's been mutated. He survived the Night of Tall Grasses.
Yeah.
What?
Don't.
And
you're not ready to ask these questions. Katie,
grasses.
Continue.
I'm just saying
Does
that...
Does it intentionally sound like Holocaust shit?
It's like a Holocaust for boys.
Yeah. It's a little Holocaust-y. There's some Holocaust-y shit in there.
Are you tired of the women owning the Holocaust?
Fellas!
Picturing Elie Wiesel in like a backwards fitted. It's the fucking boy of cost.
You come out the other side, jacked as fuck. Katie, did you like it? Is my question.
Yeah, I liked it. Was it good? I don't think so.
Me and Chris watched all of it.
I thought it was very entertaining. I was fully engaged.
I wish there was 100 more episodes.
I wish there was way more. I want more monsters.
The game is 300 hours long.
It's
the show is
so
like
long.
15 hours. 8 hours.
No, not even, yeah. Well, we watched it with our brother who'd read all the books.
He's Mr. Too Damn Poland.
I think something with that whole you should know what it is. But we had him explaining shit, so that was helpful.
I don't want no shit. I like just experiencing things. I don't want to read a book ever again. I don't want an accurate take on shit.
I think you could watch it without reading the book, Jeremy. And you should, and you won't know what we're talking about when we talk about it.
There is fun monsters.
I'll give it a crack.
Let's just describe to Henry Cavill's body for a while.
Well,
I feel like
not
that
his butt, though.
But not his butt, which you will never see.
Well,
but you can tell from the pants he's wearing, he caked.
The pants are very tight, and I read in an article that he busted through. They had to keep fixing his leather outfit because his muscles kept chafing it up.
Yeah. He's actually more buff than the Witcher in the game, which is impressive.
I love it.
He played Superman.
He's inhuman.
Oh, it's the Superman guy with like the mustache and everything?
No,
with
but he doesn't have the mustache. Apparently.
No, but I mean that Superman actor, the one who wouldn't shave his mustache.
Yeah, and then they did Mission Impossible, and they had to, like, CGI his shirt or some shit.
Now, did anybody watch the Netflix show The Circle yet?
Nope.
No.
It's a dystopian reality TV show where everybody gets locked into a building together in like different rooms, and they can only interact with one another via social media. And you can present yourself however you want. And so everybody immediately from the get-go is like, everyone's a catfish. Everyone in this house isn't real. And they all just go nuts completely, like, on the first day.
But are any of them Striga's, Jeremy?
No.
Yeah,
no,
none of them's like...
No.
What potions do they drink?
Yeah, are they a magical witch?
Are they immune to STDs due to their boy holocaust?
Do you see their asses?
You do see some asses.
Hell yeah, I'm in.
Well, the women in the show are... It's ass season.
Yeah, there's a lot of naked
start to finish.
First of all, there is a 2001 Canadian movie called Way Downtown about a bunch of people who live in an apartment complex connected to an office building, connected to a mall, and they have a competition to see who can stay indoors the longest, and they all go crazy. And I feel like that's probably more entertaining. Second of all...
Owned!
I'm
sorry for recommending a TV show, everybody.
Not Canadian, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, not Canadian, shut the fuck up. But I also feel like, I already feel like I'm living that life because I don't go outside that often.
Yeah.
How accurate is to my mental spiral?
Katie moves
it's
from one
accurate,
anime
yeah,
room to
like,
the
it's
next.
It's a good show. It's like dumb as hell. It's a reality TV show.
I mean,
like,
I'll end up watching it.
It's pretty fun.
Look, we'll watch it for next week. You watch The Witcher, we'll come back. Well, powwow, it'll be someone else's birthday. Whose will it be?
Fans send
this
in.
This is the new behind the paywall thing. Every week it's somebody's
if it's your
birthday.
And you're related to me. This only applies to like one other person.
It's a real like older white cis gay guy thing that like if you have a club night in Manhattan on the flyer, you're like, and featured birthday boy, and it's like some twink that it's their birthday. They're like, oh, that featured birthday boy. So we're gonna start having a featured birthday boy at our new party.
Y'all ever notice twinks be having birthdays? Once a year. They
once
love
a year.
It. They love it. That's how they stay so thin.
What if we
they
did
only
like
cake
a,
once a
what
year?
If we did a call-in show with my nephews, wouldn't that be fun?
They're not allowed to listen to the show, so that sounds
cruel.
Also,
I'm not really good with kids.
How old are your nephews?
They're like 8 and 10.
Oh, they love the cats. The cats on the
Sailor
show.
Moon cats.
Oh, yeah, they would love the Sailor Moon
you
cats.
You know the cats?
Well, I just found out that they got a whole bunch of... They got like a gaming PC, and like they got all the streaming gear and stuff, so they're going to start like doing video game streams.
Oh,
I'm very
boy.
Excited.
Oh, that's so cute. I mean, I like watching their stuff. Yeah, I just don't know how to talk to kids. They
yeah.
don't like.
We're gonna be raiding their chat all the fucking time.
You're too big of a fan to have them on the show.
I just
she's starstruck by the ham bros.
I don't know how to like not swear or
yeah.
Be...
No, they're good about that. Actually, my brother just taught them really early on. He's like, yeah, no, adults are gonna swear around you, and you just can't say it until you're a certain age.
Yeah,
and
I just
like okay, cool.
Also, don't know how to be terribly
wait,
depressing around children.
Wait, so they have like a fuck mitzvah?
Yeah.
You're 14 now, bitch. Welcome to my server.
They got a little list and it's getting unlocked as they age up.
You've unlocked cum slot. Make sure you use it only the wrong way.
That feels like an end game swear.
Yeah, when you prestige mode the game, you get cum slot. When you turn 28 and you're really good at swearing. I do miss, I know they've talked about this on other podcasts, but I really miss the bleep noise that shows used to do when you weren't allowed to swear and you'd be like, what are you, some kind of bleep? And now there's no word that lets you go bloop, and I just want to hear the bloop.
You can just do it.
I write it into all my scripts and I don't know what to say. I'm like, and then they say bloop. You know what it is. I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah,
you don't know what they're
like,
saying.
You're
it's
blipping
about
out
the...
expository dialogue because you just don't know how to get someone from point A to B, and you're just like, yeah, whatever, he bloops.
I was stuck here, so it's like a bloop.
It's heard... about the swears you're not saying.
Yes, jazz.
I think the end of Sopranos was like he just goes into a room and then there's a bloop, right?
Yeah, the
cut is just that he looks up at the door and just says a slur. Yeah. That's the end of the show. He said a slur so bad they couldn't have the Sopranos anymore.
The standards and practices guy busted in and was like, no more.
What did Tony just say? What did he just say? The famous last line of Sopranos. What am I, some kind of boop? Do I look like Meadow? It could be something. She's in The Sopranos.
She is, yeah.
She's one of them.
Yeah, now she's just in music videos and shit. Where's Meadow? Free Meadow. She
Where's anyone from that show? Edie Falco is the only one who really seems to have...
Because she's got the star power! Children actors can't be dependent upon to have, you know, careers and stuff happen.
Yeah.
There's something called the Night of the Long Grasses. A lot of time, they don't survive when they get the mutations.
And what that was when the Polish did a pogrom against Jewish farmers.
I was at a New Year's party on New Year's. And there was a Polish woman there, and she said that everyone in Poland has all read The Witcher. That's why I said it's like the Harry Potter there. And that you can just expect everyone in town to have common advanced knowledge of The Witcher.
And there's a lot of transphobic undertones.
Really? It's still Poland. Keep that in mind. All of the rest of stuff you know about Poland, keep that in mind, but then also add this to it.
Okay. What are the transphobic undertones of it?
Oh, no, that was because Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
See what he did there?
Gotcha.
I didn't pick up on any in the show, but I mean, I'm open to everyone being terrible.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised.
Yennefer, there are only two genders. And I don't werewolf is this
He does talk like Batman the whole time. It's so fucking funny.
You're born a man, or you're born a woman, or you're born a streaker. And I gotta cut you out. You gotta poke full of people willing to believe in gender. They call it werewolf essentialism.
There's a part where he's just talking alone to his horse, and you'd think he'd like let up on the Batman growl, but he's just like, he's just like, this is how I talk all the time.
Ooh, who's a good horse? Settle there.
Like, seriously, though.
Look at you. Look at your handsome face. You're a handsome man, aren't you? Yes, you are. There's only two genders of horses.
I can see, like, really shitty internet types latching onto it, because they'd say to the Witcher over and over again, like, I hear witchers don't feel emotion. Is that true? And they're like, we just live by a code. And I can just see all these, like...
I'm like the Witcher.
Yeah, I can just see all these, like, you know, fedoras out there being like, yes, I am just like the Witcher. I live by a code. And I have no emotion, my lady. Just cold, hard facts.
You know the rules. When we pass through town, this is no nut Nilfgaard. When we get through, it makes us more manly.
Nilfgaard's fucked up. I want so much more of that show.
They already renewed it. Don't worry.
I need it now.
I think it takes a long time to film. And I read this fucked up thing that Netflix pretty much said straight up that they don't like making shows past season two because they can't make money off of it.
Cowards.
Yeah, everybody knows it already, so they don't watch it anymore.
But this is a cult hit, though. It's on niche podcasts, I've heard. People are talking about it. People are saying, how about The Circle? And they're saying, shut the fuck up. No one watches that.
Yeah.
It's The Witcher we watch.
Also,
eyes in The Circle? No.
No, not one.
No thanks.
Only catfish.
In your defense, Jeremy, I think The Circle literally came out like this morning.
It was on the first, yeah. It came out
so,
the hangover morning.
I did watch the trailer.
The trailer is terrible. Trailer gives nothing.
What a start to your birthday.
I literally hit play because I was like, well, what the fuck could that have meant? I was like ready to watch like 10 minutes of it because the trailer is like absurd and gives nothing away. And then I watched the first 10 minutes. I was like, well, I guess I'm in now.
To be clear, Chris starts every birthday by watching a teaser for an upcoming Netflix show.
I'll watch a trailer or two. Maybe I'll do a 30 second song clip from iTunes.
If you see the full show, winter lasts another month.
I can understand Netflix's perspective on the two season thing, though, a little bit.
Well, a lot of their shows are trash.
A lot of shows that are bad. And, like, what is it? Orange is the New Black dragged on for, what, like 8 fucking years?
But here's the thing. Like, it's one thing if they would, like, have the show wrap up, but they can't allow them, like, like, before they tell them that. Like, it'd be one thing if they created shows that were meant to be two seasons.
Right,
I'm totally fine with that. I don't think things need to drag on forever, but
That's just England by that point. a Netflix that only does shows for two seasons.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the third season of Orange is the New Black, you're thinking Orange is the Old Black, folks.
Folks.
It's bad by that point. Is this thing on? The show's bad. I don't like it.
It's also like such a relic of like Obama era liberalism.
Yeah.
Where like
and
it's all
the
this
criminal
story of, like,
is a woman.
A white woman. Wow. And she's so upset about all the iPhone generations that are going to come out while she's in prison.
Well, I just found it to be torture porn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I just, it's like misery porn, and I couldn't get behind that. Like, after I watched the first two seasons, I'm like, I can't just watch women, like, get raped and abused over yeah. and over again. It's just, like, not a fun time for me.
And then, you know, at the end, she leaves and gets a TV deal. So, really, how bad could it have been for her?
All right, Alex.
Well, the other women have a very bad time, but then at the end, you're like, you really land on your feet after this.
Yeah, it's a weird like Ouroboros thing where like in universe, yeah, she does end up coming out and then making a Netflix show called Orange is the New Black.
She wakes up from a dream as the producer of Orange is the New Black.
Oh, I'm making SAG rates. What a wild dream. Is that The Witcher? He's saying we have two jails for a reason.
I would just like to say, I mean, it already said on the Grinch special, but I was right about Harry Potter, and I fucking love it. I'm still living in that.
You nailed it.
Yeah. You know, I've been so depressed, but I have that, so.
You have being right about Harry Potter.
That's all we're taking into the new decade.
And not like in any majorly specific way, just in, I don't like it.
Yep. Seems like shit probably by a shitty person.
I'm grasping at straws. I gotta take what I like if you guys want this podcast to keep going. If I run out of straws, I'm just leaving. Not the show. I just mean, you know, the United States.
Yes. Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
She's just going to go
Katie
on a boat.
Katie resets in the Netherlands.
What other Long Islands are there?
Actually, realistically, I can't leave the United States. What would happen is I would disappear in the night and you would find out like 3 years later that I've just like rebranded as like a like coffee shop owner in like the middle of nowhere.
You would do Dexter yeah. finale stuff.
Yeah, except I didn't kill anyone, just my dreams.
Or like the beginning of Kill Bill.
Yeah, the
Alex,
spike's on.
That's not going to sound good.
I was seeing if this thing was on for Katie's joke.
Yeah, thank you. No, I saw it. No one listening to this will get it, but I appreciate it.
But it'll be like the beginning of Kill Bill, and so you'll be like in some middle of nowhere Texas town getting married to some guy. And then you come out of the church, and Alex and I are out on the front playing the long flute.
Yeah.
You thought you could escape us, didn't you, Katie?
Yeah, just...
And then we riff at you for an hour.
Just swinging a mic over your head. And I'm like, no! I finally escaped!
We put your husband on our podcast.
And then I have to... And then I have to go riff my way through the New York comedy scene.
Yeah.
Just slaughtering everyone who's wronged me in comedy. I show up to LA just like, what's up, bitches? You thought you could move away.
Yeah, wait, so let's
David Spector.
So at the beginning, yeah, you're in David Spector's kitchen. He's David, got a kid now. He's like, Katie, I never expected to see you again.
To be fair, David's never wronged me.
Well,
in this case, the wronging you is that we riffed at you.
Oh, then there's a lot of people that need to die.
It's just like 10 people outside the wedding doing a Katie impression.
I love getting married. I got a big white dress.
But we're still holding the giant flute. And that's us doing Katie doing that.
I pull a glowing machete out of my chest because I'm a magical girl.
Which one of you gets hurt in a motorcycle stunt?
That's also Katie.
That's also Katie.
Yeah. Damn. Rough
okay,
draw.
So it's Spectre in the kitchen. And
who's a club guy that we know?
Mark Normand.
No,
Usama Siddiqui.
Like, personally.
Hmm. Why don't you pick a person you know personally?
I don't do comedy anymore.
Well, Jake was at a club recently.
Yeah, Jake was tried to go in a club.
I'm just imagining the whole like Lucy Liu part with the Lady Snowblood ripoff. That's just like me and Jake fighting in the snow for like.
So the Jake scene is that you're at Jake's trailer and you lock him in there with Louis J. Gomez. That's the Black Mamba snake.
Our example of a club guy is someone who tried to go in a club and was physically fought out of the door.
And then blocked by them on Twitter.
What a time. I've locked my Twitter into the bunker for a couple of reasons, and man, I am not sad about it.
The crazy 88 scene would be the creek in the cave.
Yeah, that's true.
You just go to the creek in the cave and all the creek rats are trying to fight you at once.
Yeah, I'm just like holding the bucket in my hand and a sword in the other. And I'm like, ah!
Does this belong to you? Well, this has been a fun one.
Let's do some anime news.
I lust for blood! Hi, it's your pal KRL. Just letting you know that this section has a trigger warning, so if you are triggered by self-harm, please skip to... Skip our podcast.
Just keep hitting the 15 button until it feels right again. All right. This week on AnimeMatch.com, anime news.
Anime, yeah. I have to emphasize here.
It's not funny.
This is the anime news section on animematch.com.
Dating website.
Technically, supposedly a dating website.
One of the tags on the article is dating.
And the other one is psychology. Strap in, kids, because we're looking at the 10 best ways to get rid of suicide thoughts.
Finally!
The photo is the self-harm girl from Kikiguri, which if you've watched all the show, she's the one with the eye patch who's always trying to have her life ended, holding a gun to her head, shooting herself in the head.
Yep.
I'd like to say, wow, that is perhaps one of the ways to get rid of suicide thoughts. It is not a good one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting that their first thing is like, shoot yourself.
That would be a bad picture choice.
Hey.
How to get rid of suicide thoughts. Do suicide.
Just fucking do it.
Just fucking do it.
A lot of
time
after you do it, like you realize it's not all it's cracked up to be, and then you stop thinking about it.
The self-harm girl, just so you can visualize this, is wearing a vest with a little collar shirt, and she has an eye patch on because her idea of self-harm is not being able to see 3D posters.
Not unlike the Kill Bill character.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
Full circle.
And here we are.
Anyway,
okay.
I hope this finally stops the demon inside.
I've been so depressed the last few days that I can't even move. And it was really hard to get here, so I hope this fixes me. Okay, Jeremy.
All right, here we go.
Read this article that's going to fix it.
We don't always realize that our thoughts can be extremely harmful and influence not only our emotions and feelings, but also the way we perceive the world around us. In this 10 best ways to get rid of suicide thoughts tutorial, we'll help you find a way to get rid of that dangerous state of mind and focus more on the good things around you.
Tutorial.
This is it's the first gamers. Level. This is the first level of the Preventing Suicide Thoughts game.
Now,
guys, I've downloaded the GameFAQs walkthrough for suicide thoughts.
We're speedrunning. We're speedrunning suicide thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember, life is a very precious thing, and you can never end it, no matter how bad everything seems to be.
You can never end it.
You can never end it.
It never ends.
Can I just say it feels good to know that this article is written by the guy who wrote all the other articles we've read?
Let you know it's going well on AnimeMatch.com.
And Em really worked that shit out with his daughter, huh?
You are not alone, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. These days, the suicide rate in America is at an all-time high, which is very sad.
He's still so folksy, even in this article. Like, these days, seems like everybody's doing it.
The kids love it.
And while the best thing to do would be to go to a professional for help, okay, if you can't afford that, let us be your guide in this quest towards liberating yourself from suicide thoughts.
Wow, what a dire situation that your two choices are professional that you can't afford or AnimeBash.com.
Yeah, truly, this is a Medicaid for all sort of
crushing indictment of our healthcare system. People turning to Anime Match for help.
The youth of America are turning to Anime Match.
Now, even though your friends and family members will play a key role in your recovery, ultimately, it's you who will need to fight this.
Well, I'm too tired to, so fix me.
I'm not sure if you've heard, but I'm very depressed.
How to get rid of suicide thoughts, regaining control. Number one, stop doing drugs and switch to healthy habits.
What?
It's no secret that drugs and alcohol are our biggest enemies.
Oh, this guy's a narc.
I thought my biggest enemy was my failure. That's what the demon's been saying.
According to statistics, users have a 6 times better chance of committing suicide than regular men and women. Users, as in drug users.
As in, you know.
Also, regular men and women?
Yeah, real-ass men and women. You know the junkies in 80s films who are murdered in the streets? Those guys do not deal well with suicide.
Yeah, those aren't real ones. So even if you're not feeling suicidal, you should still abandon those destructive habits and start a healthy life.
Start a blog on a dating website where
again,
you don't do the news.
Again, a rehab center is your best bet. But it doesn't mean you can't deal with this on your own. Start slow and say no to coffee.
That's terrible.
Then reduce
suggestion.
Your daily consumption of alcohol.
Wait.
This is literally the opposite of what they do in AA.
Wait.
Coffee's the thing you hang on to. Coffee and cigarettes are the things you do.
Everyone, they let you smoke in rehab. They give you free coffee. That's insane. Whenever I'm trying to find a loony bin to check into, they're like, actually, we're just a rehab, Katie, but we have coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, don't let your thoughts take over. Don't ever forget that you are in control of your thoughts, not the other way around.
Oh, well, you know, I'm so glad this non-professionals telling me that.
Yeah.
Group.
Suicide thoughts tend to ruin people's lives. Don't let them ruin yours.
they tend to ruin people's lives.
Yeah. Number three, go back to loving yourself.
This is the best one, I think.
Usually bad thoughts like that visit us when our self-esteem hits rock bottom. See yourself as a fragile yet strong human being that just needs some help to make it out of this mess. Too much work, constant worrying, and problems at the office will drive you even closer to the brink. So take some time off and write a list of the things that you love and respect in your own self. Sounds stupid, but it actually works.
Remember, don't write on the list of things you love, drugs or alcohol, because you've left those behind.
All this stuff sounds like you guys all have that friend that gets depression and just being a little bit sad, confused. They're like, you know, I had a bad day at work and I was so clinically depressed. But then I just, you know, did my affirmations. And I felt better. I'm like, I have had a disease inside my body for 30 years.
Okay, number four, get some sleep and eat healthy.
Okay.
As we mentioned earlier, switching to healthy habits is very important in overcoming this rough patch. And if you want to switch to a positive, quote, healthy mindset, eating right and getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep will get you there.
This is the same as the first suggestion.
Remember, we are biological creatures, and it's important to treat ourselves with care. That expression, a healthy mind in a healthy body, applies perfectly in this case.
Tip five, try a banana full of potassium.
Yeah. Instead of holding that toxic cup of coffee, have you thought about just like breathing in a plant?
Just huff a fucking plant.
Remember, the plant isn't in charge.
As long
you
as it's
are
not marijuana.
I feel like you have depression. Get in bed is not a good piece of advice.
Yeah.
Number five, turn to your loved ones for help. Again, if it's you who should deliver the killing blow to the suicide thoughts.
Why would you phrase that like that?
Oh my god.
But it will be a lot easier to do that if you've got your family members and friends backing you up. They will make you feel loved, cherished, and supported. People that love each other don't usually judge and do whatever it takes to get through this challenge together. Be open and don't be afraid to talk to them about what you're going through. End of article.
Only five suggestions.
Only 5 of 10 got done.
Okay, I think.
Did it say 10?
Yeah, it's
title
10
of article,
at the top.
10 best ways to get rid of suicide thoughts. And then even in it, he references again, in this 10 best ways to get rid of suicide thoughts tutorial. And then he stopped at 5, presumably because this didn't work.
He slammed the publish button and blew his brains out on the computer.
I do think we should check and see if there are more published articles.
There are. This isn't the most recent
The
one.
Word, the phrasing for the killing blow to the suicide thoughts.
It's hard to shoot the suicide thoughts because they're in your head. And that's what our picture above demonstrates.
I love that Echo and the Bunny Man song, The Killing Blow.
Is there a chance that number 6 through 10 are behind a paywall somewhere?
Yeah.
Who's got $5?
Well.
All right. Yeah. Well, this has been fun. Let's talk about Sailor Moon.
Episode is Moon.
It's just called Moon.
Episode 10, Moon.
I wonder what this is about.
We open on Earth, where girls are discussing the moon.
I cannot.
Yeah, it's been like a few weeks since we've recorded this.
Let's do a quick recap of the situation. Sailor Moon remembers that she is the moon princess in a former life, and that her Sailor Scouts were there to protect her in the epic battle between the Earth and Moon, and clearly fucking failed, because she was fucking owned and died and was dead. But now they're all reborn, and they're here to fight a cosmic battle against some alien that looks like the guy on the Disturbed album art. And he's just like a haunting smile and eyes.
It looks like a haunter.
It looks like a haunter.
Tuxedo Mask got kidnapped.
Oh, and Tuxedo Mask.
So last episode, Luna's like, why don't we go look for clues on
the
moon?
And then Luna looks at the camera, and we look at Luna, and we go, that's a cat.
That happens several times this episode.
If Luna's on the screen, it's probably happening. So what's happening? We're with Sailor Mercury, and she's the smart one. She's saying moon facts. She's like, the moon, 1/80th of Earth's mass, 1/6th of its gravity. I couldn't get most of the facts down. She said a bunch of them really fast, and I'm kind of slow already.
Yeah, Ami was like reading a moon textbook.
Yeah, I have this book on the moon here.
And she's listening moon facts, and Alex goes, ah, fuck. And then Ray goes... something along the lines like, huh, didn't know all that stuff about the moon, but how do we get to the moon or some shit?
So yeah. One of them says, and I quote, so now we know what the moon is.
Yeah. And like the things that she's listening about the moon are things that would in no way be beneficial to them to know. Like there's no... They don't say, like, yeah, there's, like, low gravity, so we gotta, like, maybe consider that in how we're gonna move around and stuff.
Heavy
They're like,
skirts.
It's heavier than other moons, and yet less heavy than the Earth.
You know, actually larger than Titan, one of the largest in our solar system.
They list a bunch of moon facts, and then the cat mentions that the moon is not yet big enough to go to.
Yeah, you gotta wait till the moon is full.
Yeah, they don't seem to understand that what we see in the sky is just... a reflection, and that the moon is whole at all times.
It's a cat. It is a grievous
reminder.
It's
literally, they're listening
to
this cat, and the cat is, it has a tiny brain.
It has computer skills, but that's it.
What's utterly mad about this all, too, is that, like, when we go to the moon, we see that it's the moon.
Yeah,
like,
the moon,
there's no
normal
like, portal
moon.
Into like a secret thing in the moon or anything.
No, it's literally
anything.
The
it's
moon.
It's the moon, which then lends, like, begs the question, like, what happened
Why
when people
even...
went to the moon? Why did they not come back and be like, hey, there's like buildings and shit up there?
They did, and the media won't let you know. And that's what Transformers 2 was about.
Three. That was the third one. They went to the moon.
The dark side of the moon.
Dark of the moon.
Is the dark of
it
the
was
moon?
Was just the dark of the moon.
That
I can,
can't
I can
be,
back
right?
That up.
That's absolutely
Somebody
right.
Look
yeah.
that up.
I've
okay.
never
that's
seen
correct.
A single one
that
of them, but I know 1,000% that.
1,000% correct.
It just sounds offensive to say. But anyway, so more of my notes. This is all of...
That's what Tony Soprano said at the end.
The poop of the bloop. they blooped moon. Anyway.
Slur for moon in there somewhere?
So the Sailor Scouts are having a discussion, and I wrote down here, women be having feelings about the moon. This is a very feminine episode. Lots yep. of, when I see the moon, I think about light.
Yeah, Sailor Moon talks about how as the moon grows, her feelings grow, which is a great metaphor for PMS sitting in and your period taking over your body, wreaking havoc. At one point, Sailor Jupiter's like, let's have fun. We're going to the moon.
I just want to, I see the energy in this room and I kind of want to turn it around. Yeah. We're not everyone gets to go to the moon.
She's damn right.
Very few people in Tokyo go. I think none. Also, none? Is that right?
Only one of the cats goes to the moon. They leave the other
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Artemis
home.
Is just like not here.
Where the fuck is Artemis? What do you have to do? That's more important than
they had
this.
To, like, put him in the kennel.
They got someone who comes over once a day to feed Artemis.
Yeah. He's like, I wish I was on the moon. They're like, oh, they'll be back soon.
Here, have some more hard food.
Artemis is hiding today.
He's on the cat pewter.
He's just not in a social mood.
So Sailor Moon is eating dinner with her family because they've decided okay. it's time to go to the moon and that they've learned enough moon facts. And so she goes home and she's having dinner and her dad's like, open up a present, little moon. Got you a birthday present or, you know, I'm just a dad. Every day is your birthday.
Yep.
But it's not just any present.
Just like that.
It's the silver crystal.
The legendary
yeah,
silver
crystal.
Yeah,
he put it on a chain for her because he's real thoughtful like.
Why did she give him the legendary silver crystal? That seems like a gross breach of security.
They also just don't even cover that happened.
No, it could just be a diamond as far as we're concerned.
Just the biggest diamond in the world.
That's true. Like, oh, her family's doing much better than we were led to believe.
Yeah.
They have very valuable assets. And so she's like just appreciating the diamond. And then her brother like pees on her or something. And she's like, you fucking twerp. And he gasps. And we're like, oh, what did he see? And he's just like, my daughter's so big.
She's growing up.
Damn.
And then
I love my big daughter.
He says to his wife, and his wife is like, oh, don't worry about it. She's incompetent. She will never be independent of us.
She's going to be living here forever. I've seen the housing crisis.
The moon also has a housing crisis, but we're going to get into that in a minute.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay, so they talk some... That scene ends. She meets up with her Sailor Scouts the next day at a pool. It's a tide pool, and they're looking at the tide pool, which is a reflection of the moon, and they have a whole conversation about how good the full moon is. Isn't the full moon good?
There's
we love it, folks.
There's all this, like, weird made-up shit where they're like, ah, yes, like, the moon's giving us power, and, like, we're directly under it, so we'll travel easier. I'm like, none of this makes fucking sense.
It's magnets is what it is.
They know it's 80 times the whatever the fact about the moon
is. It's 1/80th of the Earth's mass.
And
so,
that's, so they know if they're at this fountain, they can go up.
You can go up it because of how big it is. And if it's a crescent moon, that actually is it's a sign of anger.
Right.
And bad vibes. And you need a good vibes moon to ride this baby. So they look in the pool and then poof, they go to the moon.
Yes, good vibes moon, the echo in the Bunny Man song.
Yes, that's good vibes moon.
It was the killing moon.
Oh. Yeah.
It was goodbye, yellow brick moon.
Goodbye, yellow brick moon.
The good vibes moon. Boom, boom, boom. We'll chill and stuff.
That's like the new version of Baby It's Cold Outside. They like update
to make it more fun.
Baby, it's moon now.
Can you imagine that, like, you rewrite Baby, It's Cold Outside, and you're like, I did it. I fixed everything wrong.
Did you hear the new version? The John Legend woke version?
Why would I listen to that?
Wait, tell us
it
about it.
It just came on a shuffle, and I heard it.
How does he trick this woman if she's trying
to
leave?
So
it's her
because
choice.
It switches from being, like, this creepy dude being like, yeah, you can't go out there, it's cold. Yeah. To her being like, I really gotta go, and him being like, in literally the third or fourth line, he's just like, all right, I called you an Uber. And then the rest of the song is her still being like, really gotta get out of here. He's like, well, the car's out there.
Which, like,
I'll see you at work on Monday.
Shitty, where it's just like, yeah, get the fuck out of my house.
Well, but it's like, it's at some point you're just like, all right, well, somebody's gotta make a move at this point. It's been a while.
woke version of It's Cold Outside. No one has sex. Love is dead. It's cold outside.
It's cold inside as well.
It's cold outside is just an observation, nothing else.
There's just like a line in the song that like, you can give your driver a bad rating if he's too forward.
He even says, like, at some point, he's like, you got to get out of here because I'm going to get a bad rating if you keep him waiting.
There's a score, but you can't see it on Lyft. One time I threw up in a car, and now I wait a really long time.
I'm John Legend, everybody. Threw up in a car.
It's just so unnecessary and self-congratulatory.
I know.
And it's just like, who gives a fuck? It's all Christmas music. All Christmas music is assault to me, so.
It's all manufacturing consent. There's no good version of it.
Right. Man,
it's good manufacturing. Consent, yeah, there's a lot of consent in this one.
I didn't know how to yes
they
and
really
that one.
Pump it out at the consent
Christmas music is manufacturing consent. That's my take.
My brain is too slow today to board this train.
This is how you teach kids about the war machine.
I'm going back
every
to Sailor
Christmas
Moon.
Is a time to talk about U.S. imperialism.
The revolution fucks.
Do you see the stuff Santa published before the Iraq War? Pretty bad.
You know, no elves died in 9/11.
David Frum is Santa.
Dude, and then the Bush administration outed Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, you think she won't touch him because of the way his body's changed. That's not it. Look at the way she looks at the lady elves. Okay.
So on the moon.
Back to the moon. Can I talk about the moon for once in my life? On my brother's birthday?
Please.
It's my brother's freaking birthday month.
You know, they don't even call it the moon. They call it Silver Millennium.
Well, because that's what the kingdom used to be called.
That's what it was called. It's like New York. It's Silver Millennium. There was an old millennium back in England, and this one was on the moon.
I think it's more like the moon is New York, and then New Amsterdam is Silver Millennium.
Interesting.
Isn't Reich a period of time?
I guess.
They probably were like always greeting one another with like, thousand year silver millennium.
It's thousand year silver millennium. That's right. So anyway,
I was going to say the big silver apple, but we can talk about the moon, right?
It's even before Rome. It's the moon, right? Okay, so here's what you need to know about Silver Millennium. It's
Moonraker.
I want to leave. Let Alex finish. I want to go.
I have a book report on this episode of Sailor Moon Crystal, episode 10, Moon, and I can't leave until I finish it. They're on the moon, and the Silver Millennium, which is the town on the moon, it's a destroyed series of, it's like marble columns that are beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks like the Roman Colosseum, but it's on the moon. And so they're there, and the main castle, whenever they come back to it, I think looks like the White House, so it's like, yeah, you know she's important because she lives in the White House.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a reflecting pool. Or the Taj Mahal.
Like the Lincoln
The Indian
Memorial.
White House.
The Lincoln
the
Moon
one
Memorial.
Actually looks like, so that one.
You could see the Moon Lincoln Memorial in the distance in Silver Millennium.
Moon Memorial.
The Moon Memorial. And so the only thing that's really left intact in this destroyed city is a stone with a sword in it. And so they say, all right, ladies, pull on that sword.
And it seems like the obvious plot device here would be none of them can pull it out, and that like later some chosen person has to, but no, they just had to pull real hard.
Yeah,
the
fourth
person who tries.
It's, because this is really about biological essentialism. And sometimes athletes are just different.
I will say a lot of the moon stuff is like people calling back through time. Or at first, Luna is addressing all of them, but they're just specifically not talking to Sailor Moon. Like, they list all four other people there, and they're like, hey, why don't you try to pull the sword out? And you're like, well, the main character's right there.
Well, maybe let her try. They, in the past life, were her, like, warriors, and she was a princess. So I don't think the princess was expected to lift a finger.
Mm. Yeah, they're the help.
Back then, they had swords, not like now when they just have gloves. They don't have anything now. It sucks.
They got pens.
They got pens that let them change their clothes.
They do stuff with the pens.
Millennials. But here's the thing. They all pull on the sword, and you think Sailor Jupiter, because she's the big one, she's going to pull it out. But no, Sailor Venus pulls it out, and they're like, huh.
Fancy that.
You'd think it would be the tall one, not the case. And so she pulls it out, and there's a hologram in the stone. The sword was keeping the hologram in.
Yeah, it's like R2-D2.
R2-D2. Oh, okay,
yeah. They gotta like get the thing off of him.
I was just really like, what is it like?
It's a lot like the sword in the stone, if you think about it. I think it's kind of lame. They're just taking other stories and putting them in Sailor Moon. Yeah. That seems kind of whack. But so the hologram is playing, and she's like, bleep, boop, bleep, bloop. I'm Sailor Moon's mother, but I'm in a hologram. My name's Queen Serenity, and I look like Sailor Moon, boop, boop. Mm-hmm. And I must tell you our backstory. And they're like, you're not a hologram, you're a lady. And she's like, my soul is in the hologram.
Yeah.
I'm trapped on the moon.
And they have a really fun shot of the two cats being sent down to Earth in tubes.
Oh, yeah, we see the tube cats again.
Yeah, she's like, I bet you're wondering who put the cats in the tube. You've been wondering for weeks. It was me.
It's like when you're trying to travel with your cat and you got to chase it around.
You got to put it in the tube. You want to put them in the same tube to save space, but they're just going to freak out at each other. You need two separate tubes. And so Queen Serenity had put the cats in the tube, and she also explains in fuller detail that although there was a war with the Earth, the moon was destroyed by this vicious alien. I wrote her name down. It's Matilda? It's Metalia.
Yeah.
But it's a name that you hear. The disturbed villain is Metalia, and you see her and you think that it should just be Matilda. That's a name I know, but it's not it.
And this is when... Yeah, this is when I pointed out that this is all a big metaphor for white flight.
Yes, and that the moon is the suburbs and the earth
is the
cities.
No, no,
the
moon is the city. The earth is the suburbs.
And the earth is the suburbs, and they're like, wow, we have our own trees
and they're
here.
Like, wow, look at all these people who are coming into cities all of a sudden. Wow, we should probably get the fuck out of here to somewhere where there's trees and stuff. And wow, everything's so far apart.
Everything is so far apart, and you could just drive to get coffee. It's sustainable, and it won't be a problem within 50 years. The way we choose to live is fine here on the Earth and not the moon. But even in all the flashbacks, everyone who's from the moon spends the entire flashbacks being like, we were on Earth, and it was nice out there. Yeah, Why do we live here on the moon?
Yeah, they really hate the moon.
I would hate it. It looks like it has nothing. It's just like a white rock with this one castle on it and a reflecting pool. And so the disturbed guy, Matilia, had destroyed the Earth and the moon, and life on the Earth had to restart, and so we don't know about it. And the moon people all had to be reborn and put the cats in tubes. And so that's really what the cats in tubes are about, because that's what you're probably wondering about by this point.
The thing we've decided is the focus of the show. How did the cat get in a tube?
What if they did a creepy Cats live action, but with Luna and Artemis?
I'd watch fun. It.
Which one's Jason Derulo?
He's Rum Tum Luna.
Yep.
Let's
wrap this up.
Okay. All right. Well, they go back to Earth because now they know how the cats got in those tubes. And they cut to the evil kingdom where the bad lady is, which is not on the moon, I guess. It's
the Negaverse.
It's in the Negaverse.
This is a different place.
And so,
which is the word that Tony Soprano said at the end of the show.
Yeah, the Negaverse. And so Queen Metalia, the disturbed guy, is talking to Queen Beryl, and she says, well, we tried to get the silver crystal out of
Mamoru. I want to stop talking about the Sopranos. I wanted to stop.
I thought you were shaking your head at me for how bad that was.
Both. I mean, it was bad, but, you know.
Queen.
We're not getting away with that one.
Queen Metalia is talking. I'm trying to recap Sailor Moon Crystal. I am at work recapping
Alex,
Sailor Moon.
Alex, what happens to Sailor Moon crystal.
So she tells Queen Beryl to
Alex!
Kill...
Alex!
Alex Brynn's going to be here in 10 minutes. What happens in Sailor Moon?
I can't get through it because you keep talking over me. And I'm trying to tell everyone
it's
what happens.
It's Jeremy's fault. He had a bad joke.
Queen Beryl has Mamoru in her custody
arrest
because he ingested... I have no idea how I will edit this.
Make a 2-hour ContraPoints video about him.
911! Jeremy made a bad joke! Throw him in jail!
We need a separate recording channel so I can mute you while I do this. Because I can't do it and I try to edit it out and then you're still continuing the conversation in the middle of the recap. And it's all one channel!
Hello, 911. Alex has got doo-doo in his shit ass.
Mamoru had ingested the silver crystal through his chest, and they tried to get it out of him, but they couldn't. And so the bad Queen Matilia is saying the bad Queen Beryl, you know what, we're going to have to just let him go. And then she's saying, no, I can probably use him for some tricky stuff
she's
I'm going
like,
to do.
Instead of firing him straight up where he could maybe contest unemployment, let's just start cutting down on his hours
let's
so
cut
he's
down on
forced
his hours.
To quit.
He's just a contractor here at the evil castle.
And then the union of the four other guys hears about it, and suddenly there's a work conflict.
All of a sudden there's a work conflict. All of the Knights of the Moon, who is Zoisite and Kunsite, and you know the...
By the way, they're Knights of the Moon.
The Knights of... By the way, they're the Knights of the Moon
from
before.
They're the Kings of Heaven.
They're actually boyfriends. And did you know you can't fight your boyfriend? Even if he's from a different planet time.
Even if he's from a different planet time.
In
so,
a frozen desert.
They were all listening, and they remember just by her mentioning the word knights. They're like, oh, right, thousands of years ago, we were knights. And then this witch tricked us using...
Anyway...
That she's the
we'll
only one with a
think
lawyer.
About it again.
Fuck.
She
and then,
immediately re-tricks them.
Yeah, she owns them immediately.
She's a powerful witch, and they're dumb, dumb boys.
Yeah, that was a good demonstration of witch.
They
power.
Are young, and their brains are mostly cummies.
Their brains are full of cum.
They're all stuffed up cum-wise.
And yeah. So...
it's just like, the brain should be there, but there's just cum coming
there's
out of their
cum,
eyeballs.
Yeah.
They all get whacked off by
like
Queen
the end
Beryl.
Of that one X-Men movie with the Wolverine with the five finger things, and
yeah.
Then he like
and he's got
stabs her with the metal thing, and yep. It shoots her full of the metal.
Yeah, but it's cum.
But it's cum, yeah, and it's like coming out her eyes and stuff.
That's why their hair is white.
That's a strong visual image. A strong visual image.
Oh, that explains why the guy looks like Sephiroth is the strongest Moon Knight. Because
he's
the
most cum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sephiroth, of course, is full of cum.
It looks like a cape, but that's really a towel.
Oh, gross.
He's one of those long, thin penises.
There's a fight, too.
Gross.
Yeah, because of how his sword looks. That's kind of what that's about. So anyway, the queen immediately tricks them again, and they stop fighting her.
And they're like,
and they're completely under control.
Go fight teen girls.
Really, it was for us that they even figured it out. And we're like, thank you for reminding us you were once a boyfriend on Earth. And so they show up on Tokyo immediately, and they're like, guys, we're going to turn Tokyo into a frozen desert, because we're fucking crazy.
And they
I'm sorry,
do it.
Did you say frozen dessert?
Frozen desert.
No, dessert? I love dessert.
No, it's
no,
the opposite
desert?
Of that.
Desert.
Desert.
Yeah,
desert.
And it's then, for the fellas.
Are you sure it's not dessert? It looks like a treat.
And they really hammer this in because when they show up to fight them to stop the frozen desert, they're like, whoa, it looks like the South Pole out here.
Yeah, they're like, what is this, a desert of snow? So the Sailor Scouts immediately have to fight them because they love Tokyo. They're otakus. And so they're fighting and they're fighting and they all have beams.
Yeah, there's a big fight.
And one of the better ones.
I thought. Sailor Moon Crystal does a terrible job of introducing any sort of attacks or anything like that. Like in the original series, anytime anyone gets a new move, there's like a whole explanation or whatever. Now it's just like, did you know they could like fly and do zip zaps?
Yeah, by the way, they could fly.
They could do a light block and they could float around.
The whole thing kind of feels like how a child would tell the original story.
That's what I was thinking. Is Sailor Moon Crystal is the reanimated version of us recapping Sailor Moon with the same level of
this,
detail.
And they do that, and they're on the moon, and there's cats.
Fisties and punchies, and then Sailor Moon's there.
And they can't fight because their boyfriends are there.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, in the middle of the fight, yeah. Sailor V's like, wait, stop punching, we used to bone.
Wait, this guy's kind of hot.
A million years ago, we dated, so stop fighting.
So we gotta leave this party now. And it's like, Sailor V, you guys like broke up so long ago, just like
it's
fucking...
not a big...
Forget
like,
it.
You knew
Move
this
on.
Gig was happening, Sailor. And like, why are you bringing this up like right now?
They're a polycule with a Queen Beryl.
She is a powerful poly cult leader, and that checks out.
She's got Dom energy.
So anyway, all the girls have stopped fighting to remember this kind memory, and then all the boys are under the possession of the queen still, so they just do a lightning attack and own them. And then Sailor Moon fights them single-handedly, and she says, I'm going to punish you in the name of the moon,
and
my
she
friend.
She shoots into outer space.
She does a moon shot.
A moon healing...
Escalation.
Escalation, if I had to come up with a name for it.
Yep.
It's a
kinetic
name.
Moon attack.
And so she does a moon escalation, and that sends a beam out over all of Tokyo, turning it back into normal Tokyo, not a desert or dessert.
Just a regular desert, no longer frozen.
And then the fact that she does that reminds the girls that they have a sick new move that they didn't tell us about, and they do a planet blast, and they put all their hands together and shoot like a crazy big beam, and it hits all the boys like bowling pins.
And then they're like, then they're fine and leave.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm done with this.
I don't want to do this.
You girls are
anymore.
Crazy, you know that. We're out of here.
We broke up a million years ago. I don't want to do this right now.
And it's like, you know, Zoicide, I think the use of crazy is derogatory, but at the same time, yes. These ladies aren't moving on.
They are not. It's been millions of years.
All of human civilization has collapsed and
Luna,
reformed.
Download Tinder and that fucking cat pewter of yours.
Luna, if you need help using apps, Katie can help you.
Yeah.
She knows all about it.
Yeah.
She's on the Discord. You can talk to her.
Yeah. You can. You want a photo of your face, you want a full body shot, and then you want something fun.
I thought the cats were dating each other.
No, the cats are...
They have a real Cheers situation, real Sam and Diane.
Are they like Wonder Twins?
So we want it, but they're not going to do it.
I want it.
I'll say it. I want them to have the weird screechy cat sex where they yell at each other.
This is something.
Love to see that.
Yeah, it's like I'm up at 4 in the morning in my Bushwick apartment instead of two howling cats. I hear, Artemis!
I'm using a computer!
Transform!
Yeah, cats are nasty little creatures, but...
Yeah, they got barbed ding-dongs.
There's one more thing that happens. We cut back to Queen Beryl, and she goes, perhaps I will possess Tuxedo Mask. Not a cat.
Perhaps. Yeah, I got it.
She's not a cat. This is the normal person says, I'll possess Tuxedo Mask,
yeah,
and then
she's like around enough cats that she's kind of trying to do that thing that, like... woke people do on Twitter where they try to like...
Yeah.
If Queen Metallia
is a cat... It's like the cat version
cat.
Of Black Twitter ain't having no Bernie.
Yeah. She appropriates cat culture.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon ain't having no boyfriend.
Oh, and then we also learned that she's in love with Tuxedo Mask, and she's like, get rid of your child bride and be my boyfriend.
Yeah,
whose real name...
It was Endymion.
Endymion.
Oh, shit. He's the guy from the million years ago.
Yep.
It's like Marth.
And he says to the camera, it's me, Tuxedo Mask. I'm back. I'm possessed now. That's the next episode. We're done with the moon. Give it up for Sailor Moon, everybody.
Hey, give it up for everyone you've seen tonight.
All the moons you've seen.
Hey, give it up for Oswee Ray. Oswee Ray. Give it up for them. Great venue. Okay, so that's the episode. I think we got through it in the exact correct amount of time. And I had a lot of fun doing it. If you had to rate this freak question out of 7 Dragon Balls, what would you give it? Starting with Jeremy, the Gun Hammond.
2 Dragon Balls. Mostly boring. Several times I thought the episode was going to be over, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I did appreciate the insight into Moon Society.
Right.
I'd like to see a little bit more about what these cities looked like.
Sociologically, it was very fascinating. Chris, birthday boy, Patek.
I'm going to say 3.5 Dragon Balls because I learned a lot of moon facts. There was a brief fight, and also you got to see the cats in the tubes.
Right, that is a strong factor. Katie? Oh,
that's true. And you saw Luna, or not Luna, Artemis with his arms splayed out over the cat. Yeah. That was pretty funny.
That was good.
Anytime cats use a computer.
I'm only giving it one. I like the fight, but everything else sucked. Major butthole.
I'm giving it 5 out of 7. We learned extensive facts about cats inside
you're
of
wrong.
Tubes lore.
Yeah, you're wrong on this one.
The show is all about when the cats are in the tubes, this why they're in the tubes.
Put them in there.
How'd they get out of there? When did they get a computer? They don't have the hands for it.
They didn't even say where they got the computer this episode, though. That's fucked.
How do they use it? It seems like a normal human computer, and they just have like full pause on every key. It's ridiculous. And so I'm hoping more of that comes to light, but it was a pretty good episode cat-wise. All right, and that's been your episode, and enjoy what is probably a Denzel Curry song now. Awesome Ray.
Awesome Ray.
Zoom. First day knocking, now they hopping. All on the way cause they see me pop. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Gotta say when the ass keep knocking. My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoes, use a rubber. I'ma act 1-2, stop the track, bring it back, what it do? See Ricky said never let nobody get the one up on you. If they run up on you, hit them with a 1-2 or a bitch slap. Leave the cul-de-sac, your brothers gon' have your back regardless. And stick with your day one homies that was here before you started. And fear no man but the man above your head. Pray before you go to bed, everything my mama said. First they knocking, now they hopping. All on the way cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ass keep knocking. My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoes, use a rubber. My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoes, use a rubber. Hey, your mama ain't shit, your daddy ain't shit. And I've been making waves way before nostalgic. That was back in Kara City, yeah, when I was just a chick. With the all black faded dicky with the Raider fit. That was it, we was lit, y'all wasn't even shit yet. We was 3-6, Wu-Tang mixed with Dipset. Ricky used to take me to my first shows ever. We only dropped jewels way before they dropped Jetta. First they mocking, now they hopping. All on the way cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ass keep knocking. My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat